Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Okay, a true treat now. We're going to spend the rest of the hour with actor Jim Carter. He's been in countless productions, but you probably know him best as that lovable starched collar, the butler, Mr. Carson, in Masterpiece's Downton Abbey.
I don't like it, poking and prying around the house. What's to stop them pocketing the spoons?
I doubt they'll look in the pantry.
In the library, slipping the odd first edition into their back pocket.
You've a very poor opinion of your fellow man.
I have the opinion that life has taught me.
Oh, Jim Carter, he's been nominated for 4 Emmys. He's won 3 Screen Actors Guild Awards. And tonight, he'll be performing Magic and Entertainment at the Somerville Theatre. On Sunday, he'll be at the Regent Theatre in Arlington, all in support of WandaAid, a disaster relief organization. But he joins us right now in the studio. Jim Carter, welcome to Radio Boston.
Hello, thank you for having me, Meghna.
It's a delight to have you. And I'm going to ask you about WandaAid in a second, but hearing that clip from Downton, it made me wonder, of course, you're a consummate professional, so you deliver your lines with the utmost seriousness, but please tell me that there are delightful outtakes of you and your fellow actors cracking up sometimes.
We're consummate professionals, as you say, and we never crack up. We never vary from the script. It's like a factory there. No, we enjoy our work, yeah. And the more serious the scenes are, the more we laugh, I think.
Really. I can only
off
imagine.
Camera.
I can only imagine. Because sure. They give us such pleasure as viewers. I can just wonder what it's like on the set. So we'll talk about Downton again in a minute, but I did want to ask you about your performance tonight at the Somerville Theatre and what brings you back to town, because we're going to talk about when you were in Boston in the 70s.
40 years ago.
Yeah.
Yes,
so WandaAid, what do they do?
Yeah, WandaAid is the fundraising arm for the Linda Cruz Foundation. Linda Cruz is an aid worker. She works on the front line in disaster areas. And currently we're focusing on the earthquake in Nepal, which took place sort of April and May last year. And was devastating. Mm. And people forget, the media moves out of town and people forget their attention goes, but those people are still clinging to mountainsides and their villages are destroyed. And Linda's genius is that she goes in there, she puts together a local team, she works with a local team, and she believes in not in giving people a hand out, not giving them a bag of rice which is going to last them for a month, but giving them a hand up, helping get their livelihoods back together. Because
yeah.
These are proud people who want to work, spiritual people, and what do they need? And often it's something very simple. You know, if I've got a cow and a cow shed, I can make milk and I can feed my family and I can sell a bit, and it's very simple things. So WandaAid, it's like Band-Aid with a W instead of music, it's magic. We raise funds for this work. And in fact, I'm going out to Nepal with Linda in a couple of weeks'
yeah.
time to see on the ground what goes on, to see her team at work and to make sure that the money is going to the right place and being effective. So at the Somerville tonight and at the Regent on Sunday, a lot of the people will be coming because of
Mr. Carson.
Mr. Carson.
Of course
they will. Of course, absolutely. And that's lovely. And
this is Mr. Carson doing magic. I mean, it's like worlds colliding, dreams come true.
It's slightly eccentric, I must admit. So the first half will be talk about Downton Abbey and questions and answers, because I want a conversation with the audience and find out what they want to know about. And then in the second half, there'll be some magic. And then we'll talk with Linda about Nepal, about fundraising. We'll see a very short film about the work she's done and the devastation station out there. So it'll be a great night. We did it last night in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and I'm exhausted. The crowd were wild. it was great. It was really good fun, actually, and they were very generous.
Can you give us what kind of magic trick? I mean, because you have been a magician.
Meghna, I am not
time.
Doing magic on the radio.
No.
It doesn't. It's a visual
just
medium.
Just listening is
really.
Magic enough. But what types of it? Do you do illusions? Do you saw a lady in half?
No,
card
no,
tricks?
No, no, no. It's a very cheap and low variety. There's not. I couldn't have got my saw through customs, I don't think.
Not in this day and age, for sure. That's it. Well, so, okay, so this actually gives us a good segue into the fact that, you know, we said earlier you're back in Boston now because, what was it, in the 1970s?
1975, 40 years ago.
Yeah,
I was but a child.
And, yes. And you were doing magic?
No, we were at the Charles Playhouse,
yeah.
Close by here, and downstairs there's a cabaret room, and it was a show called The Wild Stunt Show, and we came for 6 weeks, we stayed for 9 months, and it was, you know, all the, because there's such a big student population, they loved it. It was vaudeville sort of show, mailbag escapes, escapology, magic and vulgarity, really. Mm-hmm. Mr. Carson wouldn't approve at all.
Well, obviously, you are extraordinarily well-known around the world now for Downton Abbey, but your acting career was long and storied even prior to that. Just to name a few here, what? Shakespeare in Love, Richard III, The Madness of King George, my husband wants me to mention The Singing Detective.
Your husband is a man of great taste.
Given the fact that you've had such a career with so many high watermarks so far, What does Downton mean to an actor like you? Well, has it changed things for you?
Well, for all of us, it's changed things, I think, because Downton is indescribably huge. It's a phenomenon. Maggie Smith is probably the biggest thing she's been in. For all of us, it's the biggest thing we've been in and possibly the biggest thing we will ever be in.
Did you have any inkling when you were first cast?
Not at all. Yeah. You do a costume drama, and I've done a fair few, Madness of King George, others on TV. And you hope that people will enjoy it, and you hope that it'll be good. But we couldn't have legislated for the fact that it's taken off like this. It's sold in 225 territories throughout the world. Did you know there were 225 territories in the world?
No,
of course not. So, and it's a global thing. So it's enormous. And it's odd, really, having worked for 40-odd years before Downton came along, to suddenly be nailed down as Mr. Carson. But the upside of it is that it gives me a platform to be here talking to you, talking about One Day, doing some fundraising, working for a charity. So that's very positive.
Well, what's your favourite thing about Mr. Carson?
My favourite scenes are with Mrs. Hughes, of course.
Of course.
Of course they are, because Mr. Carson, old curmudgeon that he is, stuffed shirt that he is, there is a heart in there somewhere. So while he's
when it's not complaining about how there's a lack of sour cream and horseradish.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, when he's not being a pompous old fool, there is a heart under there, and that comes out with Mrs. Hughes. So that's my favourite thing, really. And it's nice when you can sneak in a little bit of humour as well. I mean, Mr. Carson dealing with the telephone, or modern life. He don't get on.
Yeah. Well, so I'm curious then, given that this is Downton's final season, which is, we've just got a couple episodes left here in the United States. It's already wrapped up its run in the UK.
Yeah.
Is it a relief to you? Because can characters like this become a burden to an actor? Do you worry that from this day forth, whenever you go anywhere, you'll be seen as Mr. Carson first and not Jim Carter the actor?
I think that's a possibility. History will prove whether that's right or not. At this stage of my career, it doesn't worry me so much. If I was, 40, I think, would I want to be known as Mr. Carson for the rest of my life? But I think memories fade, and I'm delighted to have been in something that's brought so much pleasure to people. I mean, you really see it on people's faces, how much they enjoy it. That's very nice.
Yeah. Well, can you... Maybe this is not a fair question, because actors should inhabit roles that are both totally like them and totally unlike them in real life. But is there any part of you that is like Mr. Carson at all in reality?
To start at the other end of that question, the part of me that's not like him is I'm not a creature of routine. I don't like the routine. He lives by routine. The part of me that is like him is I think I am of a generation that believes in good manners and politeness and punctuality and things like that. I struggle, like Mr. Carson, probably like a few older people, with modern technology, the pace of the world and the need for people to be on social media to feel that they validate their lives by posting pictures of themselves every second of the day.
We don't know anything about that.
No, I don't get that at all. That's beyond me. So in that respect, maybe there is a curmudgeonly side to Jim Carter that comes out in Mr. Carson. Carson.
So last Downton-related question, because I know, of course, this is such a conundrum for actors like you, because you have such a long career and everyone's just focused on this last little thing that you did. But the one part that does perplex me about Carson's character is his relationship with Mary. I mean, hats off to Michelle Dockery for being such an amazing actress, because she pulls off Mary's spite with convincing aplomb. But can explain that relationship to me.
Well, the servants are lonely people, I think. Mrs. Hugh, she's called Mrs. Hugh. She's not married. Housekeepers weren't married. Butlers weren't married. They didn't get married. So he's her downstairs dad. He's Lady Mary's surrogate dad. And when she was a little girl, he was, you know, terribly fond of her. And it's very telling that on her wedding day, she walks down the stairs in the grand atrium there at Downton Abbey in her wedding dress, and there's me and Lord Grantham looking up at her, and tellingly she says, "Will I do, Carson?" Mm-hmm. And I say, "Very well, my lady," because I'm her surrogate father, really, her other dad. You know, and for a lonely servant to have three bright little girls, the three sisters running around at the place, he would have had a fatherly eye on them, and his favourite. She's the firstborn, she's his favourite. So I think it's great that relationship's there, you know.
Well, you're here in town doing work for Wand Aid. Downton Abbey, obviously, is wrapping up its run as a series. What's next for you? What do we look forward to seeing you in the future?
I'm not really sure. I mean, I'll be concentrating on Wand Aid for a while. I'm going this trip to Nepal, and I've got a documentary about rock and roll coming out, in which I interviewed Paul McCartney, Ringo Starr, Van Morrison, stop me if you've heard of any of these people, Roger Daltrey, and Jack White of the White Stripes here in Nashville.
Oh, no kidding.
There in Nashville.
All right, well, we'll look forward to seeing that when it comes out. Yeah. Jim Carter, he's also known to most people as Mr. Carson from Downton Abbey, but he's an award-winning movie, stage, voice, and TV actor. He'll be on stage at the Somerville Theatre tonight as a magician and entertainer in support of Wand Aid.
And if you want tickets, WandAidEvents.org will get you through.
We'll have a link to it at RadioBoston.org. Jim Carter, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.